Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Phoenix, Arizona at Carpet One's winter convention, and I'm with Eric Demery, who's the president of Carpet One Floor and Home. Eric, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Kemp, how are you?
I'm good. I guess the first question I want to ask is, you've been here for a day and a half or so with your members, and many people out there would like to know, how did your members do in 2013?
Well, as a division, we beat our plan by about 20%. Our growth through purchase volume, which we measure, was reported about two times what the industry averages were. So we believe we took market share. So overall, there's still some spotty markets, as you know, that people are still struggling. But, you know, we had a better year this year than we've had in the last five. So we're very thrilled with the progress our members are making, especially vis-a-vis competition in their marketplaces.
Mm-hmm. So when you think about taking market share, do you think you're taking that from similar retailers? You're taking them from category killers, from home centers? Do you have a feel for that?
You know, I really don't. If you break it out, residential remodel replacement, and we were probably flat to the industry, but our members are very diverse. So, you know, we do restoration, we do commercial, we do builder work, we do retail work, you know, unlike the home centers, which focus primarily on retail. So it's hard to get a read on that. You know, I think we did fine. And vis-a-vis other independents, we know we took market share.
So what are a few of the winning programs that you think brought your members the most growth?
Well, definitely luxury vinyl tile. LVT has just been on fire, both residentially and commercially. And we're very fortunate to have a great partnership with a manufacturer that brought us a lot of proprietary exclusive patterns and designs. So, and we sell that mid to upper price point. So the average ticket is substantial. So our members have really gotten behind that. Of course, our soft carpet lines. And we go with a good, better, best from Resista on the polyester side to a nice value-oriented Tigressa, Tigressa Cherish line, and then Innovia, Innovia Touch. So we have all the bases covered, and all of them during our four national promotions performed extremely well. Our incremental gain during our national promotions was in excess of about 25% on the purchase side. So when that translates into retail sales, you know, retailers did extremely well with these promotions.
You know, you've heard the saying, we're our own worst enemy. Just one question that's counter to that question is, what gaps do you think that your members need to focus on to see more growth?
Well, first and foremost, the whole world's digital. And we've come out with a very comprehensive program, which we call One Stop Digital. And it involves every type of digital asset you can think of, from the whole menu and suite of social, all the way to very comprehensive content management, reputation management. And our members are embracing it quickly. It's the great, I call it the how to level the playing field against the big guys that have tons of money. But our strength and advantage is that our members who have grown in their local markets. And you know, our average member has been in business over 52 years. So they know their customer. They know their neighborhood. They know how to pick the right assortments. We know how to complement them with things that we do nationally that they could never do on their own. When you put that combination together, it's very difficult to compete against a strong Carpet One Floor and Home in a local market. So that's what we try to leverage. Our members are the ones that really feed back to us the programs they need, you know, whether it's customized training, whether it's, you know, additions and enhancements to the website, whether it's a CRM system. And we work on all 12 cylinders, but not without their support. They're the ones that help us direct. And then we're going to take it one step further over the next 12 to 18 months. We've really figured out how to create what I call neighborhood-friendly assortments when it comes to product. Because you know, Kemp, you've been around a long time. What sells really well in San Diego, California, might not sell at all in, you know, Nebraska or Michigan. So we're working hard to get a little more refined. Our suppliers are helping us. It's good for them, too, because they get more volume when they have better SKU assortments that, again, geographically. So we're excited about that direction.
All right, so you're rolling out. This is the winter meeting. That's usually where you bring your members what they're going to sell this year. It's a big product focus. So as you look at the things that you're presenting this year from a product standpoint, what are the two or three things that you're most excited about?
Well, on the carpet side, definitely leaves. About a year ago, we put a council of members together. We took eight of them down to Dalton. We sat with suppliers. We laid out in detail the strategy on how to redesign the line. We looked at product first. Then we got eight members to give us all their feedback. They went out to our membership through our ring networks, got their feedback. We consolidated all that information. We brought all those products to our convention in the summertime in Denver. Our members voted on and picked the top 30 that they would like. Then we got together with them on merchandising. What kind of displays? Do we do a color wall? What kind of cards? All the details on merchandising. Then we sat down with the marketing council. We brought members in and say, how do we promote it? What should we attribute it? How should we construct it? And once all of that was done, this is the culmination of all of those conversations at this convention. We're going to launch to them, and they'll see it on the exhibit floor today, an entire new collection of Relax It Sleeves high-performance products. Mm-hmm. And then we did one additional thing. We added a line extension called Lee Studio, and these are very high-end, elegant, beautifully designed products to complement the high-performance collection of Lees.
You know, one thing I found very interesting about this relaunch of Lee's, Relax It Sleeves, this is your, you know, top of the food chain. You're number one when you show your hierarchy of brands. It's at the top, not only from a styling perspective, but from a performance perspective. And, you know, for several years, you had let both nylon and Tri-X to be in there. And now, as you roll this out again, it's all nylon. Talk about that decision.
Well, when it comes to the consumer, Kemp, we're fiber agnostic. I mean, we really are. We believe that carpet is an aesthetic, appealing purchase. You know, beauty's in the eye of holders. You know, you may think I'm good looking, and the next person doesn't. So we believe in promoting that first. Now, we have a very logical good, better, best premium brand hierarchy. And in carpet, Lee's is the premium. You know, I always tell people, look, if you want the Mercedes-Benz of carpet, you want Lee's. And let's start with how it's constructed from the backing all the way to the fiber. The fiber itself, it's really, to us, it made more sense from a performance standpoint since we already have beautiful collections of Tri-Extra products and other products. We said, let's make this holistically this type of line using nylon. So performance against staining and all the things that, you know, our Ultra 4X, no exclusion warranties, all still apply to that category. So we don't really look at the fiber, putting that above Tri-X or Tri-X above nylon. Ours is a branding position. What makes sense from when you go from Resista to Tigressa to Innovia to Relax It Sleeves in our carpet system?
You know, another thing that you're doing is you're taking a look, like you did this year with Lee's, you're taking a look at your Select-A-Floor program, which, you know, I've been a student of for a long time because it's merchandising by lifestyle. It's the way they actually put it in the store. And you're actually, you know, questioning whether or not that's the right way to merchandise that. Talk about that.
Well, again, based on feedback from the members and based on the introduction of all these new collections, whether it's soft fibers or Tri-X or Lee's, we're going to go back to them and pull in groups again and look at what can we do with the Select-A-Floor system going forward. It's single-handedly, over a course of 14 years, the most sustainable, best carpet selection system that this industry has seen. I mean, in countless hundreds of millions of dollars, and it still does extremely well in a lot of the stores. But now's the time. Business is getting a little better. We don't have to pull back so much like we did when the downturn hit. How do we reposition Select-A-Floor so it becomes a compelling competitive advantage at the point of sale to the consumer? And if need be, how do we carry that story all the way through to our website to make the selection process simpler and easier to understand for the consumer when they're online searching for product or who to buy from? So all of that will be developed and worked on between now and our summer convention.
Another thing you rolled out that I'm real impressed with, you've gone out and you found a brand that is very important to the upper end of the market, and you're going to roll out a carpet pad with it. This is the Tempur-Pedic carpet pad. I'm sure you're excited about that, aren't you?
Yeah, that's an incredible opportunity. You know, think about it. It is one of the most premier, best-known brands, period, in any product category. You say Tempur-Pedic and everybody knows what it is. Plus, the pad is outstanding. I don't know if you went down on the exhibit floor, but if you walk across it, the first thing you do is, oh, my God, I don't need to sleep in my bed anymore. I'll sleep on the floor. So, and Howard made a comment about that. It might be a good ad campaign. But the opportunity to bring a foundation under the primary purchase carpet with a name like Tempur-Pedic, I mean, we're so excited about it. I think this is an unbelievable chance for our members to not only sell a superior quality product with a well-known name, but to do it to add more profit dollars to the sale. So, yeah, our members are just going to be thrilled when they see this.
Yeah, one other thing I want to point out is you brought up something this morning and as you're rolling out all these programs about this whole modular tile rug program that we've seen in many different places, and we in our February issue actually did a little article. We think that's the next big wave, and you also identified that.
Yeah, and you know, I never understood why you would take a perfectly good piece of 12-foot wide carpet, chop it all up, sell it for twice the price. But the interesting thing is, and you know what Interface has done with floors, and they've had some success putting these boutique stores in high-end markets like Boston and New York and Chicago. So we've been watching that. And I think it's kind of a fun way with smaller spaces, and you got the Gen Y and the new millennial guys, and they're living in co-ops, and they're living in small apartments. It's a fun, funky way to kind of pull in product and create your own custom design using modular tile. So, again, we've got some great-looking looks to it, and it remains to be seen. It's fun. It's easy to market. It's fun to play with. You saw the video we showed. So we'll see how it goes. I think the members enjoyed it, and they're going to give it a shot.
All right. I interviewed Kathy Buchanan this morning. She's in Michigan. She made a point that I want to ask you if you're seeing nationwide. She's seeing her business shift. Her carpet share is off perhaps 10 points to hard surface. Is that something you're seeing across the board?
Well, not across the board, but certainly we've seen the industry numbers posted over the last 3, 4, 5 years that hard surface continues to gain share proportionate to carpet. But carpet's still growing. I mean, people don't realize, and first of all, it's the largest category, it's like 50%+, but it's still going to grow at 2%, and it's still where all the profit is. Independent retailers know that they can make a good living with carpet and cushion. You try to go up against some of these category killers and monsters with the way they're giving away product and selling. We're not interested in selling laminate at 69 cents and cheap 3-inch wood at $1.85, but that's what you're faced with out there.
Do you think part of this cause of some of the share loss with carpet is because of the closeness of the price differential to hard surface?
Yeah, I think so. I think carpet's gotten a lot more expensive, and everything else has gone up. But look, for $1,000 more, I can get a hardwood floor. It's so elegant. Plus, look at all the shelter magazines and Architectural Digest and online and House on the apps. Every brand new home, whether it's from Toll Brothers or anybody, they're always showing hardwood, hard surface, a lot of LVT, ceramic tile, area rug. I mean, the whole bottom of the house has become hard surface, hard surface, hard surface, and carpet's going up the steps and in the bedrooms in most cases. So that trend will probably flatten out. I've heard the industry numbers, I think, and Charlie Dilks would know this better, maybe 6-8% growth, in hard surfaces collectively and about 2% in carpet. So they're both growing. Let's hope they all grow.
I would agree with those numbers. So we're in January. We're looking at the beginning of 2014. This weather has been a beast. Tell me what that's doing to your members.
It's making them cold. But, unlike a reservation at a restaurant where, the weather hits and you shut down and you lose it, a lot of this has just moved the business back. So it's created conflicts and scheduling challenges. You're not going to lose much of that business. It'll come roaring back as the weather improves. But certainly with all this cold and snow, it slowed things down a little bit. But we're anticipating a very, very strong second half going into the spring.
Great. Well, Eric, it's good to spend time with you. Again, been talking to Eric Demery, who's president of Carpet One Floor and Home at his winter convention in Phoenix. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.